This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny,
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Entering happy, a holiday weekend.
Week. Happy Tuesday, Thanksgiving week. Woo-hoo. Yeah, no, it's Tuesday, so entering a holiday weekend feels like a little premature, but...
Oops.
It's like, I think like if Tuesday feels like the start of the weekend, it's because it's not just a weekend.
I maybe didn't mean to say weekend. I think maybe it just, I just kept going and it was... It just rolled off the tongue. But we have something super exciting for you happening.
Do we? What's happening? Yeah.
Starting Wednesday, we have a little Black Friday sale on Shop Betches. So listen very carefully. If you spend $50, you get 20% off using code 21FRIDAY20. If you spend $75, you get 25% off using code 21FRIDAY25. And if you spend $100, you get a whopping 30% off using code 21FRIDAY30.
It's very exciting.
Lots of stuff. Yeah.
And that's site-wide, shop.betches.com. Yep. And if you want to just like cut right to the chase and you see our Bravo merch, which is great, you can go to betches.co/Bravo merch. So that discount applies site-wide. So our best-selling Bravo legal team hat, we have a Kathy Hilton coaster set that I want to get my little hands on. We have a Boat Daddy hat, which is very fun, on theme for Below Deck that we're talking about today.
I have that with me right now.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. I don't have one yet. But yeah, we have lots of great stuff, whether you're looking for yourself or for little giftable items for the Bravo-holic in your life. Don't forget to check it out. And that goes through this Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so all weekend, not just Friday, but the codes are Friday because it's like Black It's funny Friday. How I feel like Black Friday used to be a thing where it was like, you have to get to the store at 6 a.m. on Friday, and that's the only time you can get any kind of sale. And now Black Friday is just like the month of November.
No joke. Honestly, when I was younger, me and my family used to go at midnight. Like, we used to do Midnight Madness just for, like, one store. But, like, it got so crazy. And, like, that was the fun of the holiday season. Like, now it's just like, no, I'll get it on Monday. I'll get it on Tuesday.
I don't think it was ever fun. I never, like... Well,
it was fun for the gifts that you got because on Black Friday.
The whole thing was they made you hysterical about... getting to the store at a certain time when, honestly, aside from a few things, the sale probably wasn't that much better than you could get any other time. Like, I feel like a store like Walmart, okay, they would have like 2 TVs that were on a really amazing sale, but if that's not what you wanted to buy, it's just a sale. Like, stores,
right?
I don't know.
Honestly, electronics are like the high electronics and Shop Betches merch are the two highest like rated things to buy on Black Friday.
But you don't have to get to any kind of store on Friday morning. You can shop from the comfort of your own home. Do you have any like Black Friday shopping you're trying to do for yourself or for the people in your life? Not this isn't like Betches promo. I'm just curious.
No. You know that I shop on the daily. I try. So I placed 2 orders yesterday. I didn't realize that Hanukkah is literally on Sunday. So I will
really?
Not be
it's
participating.
That early this
yeah,
year?
Yes. It's okay. Very early this year. So it's like, I need a minute. I need like to get paid. I need to then
do we get paid this Friday?
No. We get paid. So there are, and I happen to do this every single year where I think I should be looking for gifts for my family throughout the year, and then I'll like save it. I end up not doing that. The holidays end up coming. I don't have anything. And then I have to go to one store and just like do it all up right there.
Yeah. So I'm going to my sister's in Atlanta for Thanksgiving. My sister and my brother-in-law live in Atlanta. So I'm going to visit them. My sister's birthday is early December. Mm. And so I got her a nice little, we don't really do like a lot of birthday presents. You know, we're adults, but, you know, I got her kind of like a nice, like a hostess slash birthday holiday, whatever gift. But, I haven't thought about, I guess with the supply chain being like it is, I should probably get on that.
Well, here's the thing. Actually, I should say I am a shopper, but I, in my olden years, have come to decide, like, if I want something, I'm just going to get it for myself. So I don't expect my family or anyone to, like, get it for me. However, I like to do themes now every year. Oh. So I like to get my family, like, one year I did robes for everyone, like that. So this year, I know my parents hopefully aren't listening to this episode, but I got them each a pair of nice sunglasses.
Oh, that's a good gift. See, I feel like accessories and things like that, like a robe, sunglasses, you know, slippers, like that kind of stuff. It's like somebody might not shell out for that themselves. You know, you might buy you might have like, you know, you're not going to not buy sunglasses, but you might not buy the nicer ones.
Right. To be honest. I have a question since you mentioned your sister's birthday is in the beginning of December, because mine's the beginning of January. So it's very one of those overlapping holidays. And I, as that person, think it's bullshit. And I will speak for everyone when they do the dual your birthday, it's close to the holidays, blah, blah, blah. Do you believe in that? Do you think people should get two separate gifts or get one big nice gift? Like, I don't know.
I think it depends. Like when we were kids, my sister's birthday is December 9th. And so it's 2 full weeks before Christmas.
Right.
We always did it separate. And I think when you're a kid, you care more about like having stuff to open. You're not thinking about like price tags and how much was spent on each individual gift. So I feel like that's kind of like a fun thing when you're a kid to have like separate things, which I'm sure is stressful as a parent. But now I feel like it's kind of more just like the holiday season. I don't
know. True.
I feel like when you're an adult, you sort of appreciate more the thought of like, oh, I'm thankful that you got me a gift. And when you're a kid, it's a little bit more like presents. I don't know. But are you like a big Thanksgiving person? Are you... Like,
no.
So excited or no? No?
Okay. Absolutely not. So
neither am I.
I am not. I don't like holidays. Like, and it's very funny because I'm very close, like, with my family. Like, I just.
Yes.
But holidays to me, any holiday except my birthday, are very, like, weird and uncomfortable for me. I truly don't like them. And so Thanksgiving, I've always felt that way specifically. Like, even when I was younger, my parents would be like, what is the matter? I just feel... I have said this 100 times on this podcast, forced fun. And I don't know why I categorize holidays as that as well, but I just don't like it. So the past few years, we'll go to like our friends' houses. We keep it small. So I'm excited. Fun. And like, we're going to like, I'll be with my family, obviously.
It's like casual, but fun.
Totally. I'm a casual household.
So when I was growing up, we always did Thanksgiving with my mom's side. So it was like my grandparents and then my cousins, like my aunt and uncle would come. And so it was like 11 of us. But now, so that was when I was a kid. It was fun. But my grandparents aren't with us anymore. My cousins, you know, we're all over the place. And so now Thanksgiving is just like, it's just like
dinner.
A few of us at home having this weirdly large meal.
Which is nice though.
But yeah, so this year my sister wasn't going to go home. So I was like, okay, I'll just come to you and we're just going to have a nice little thing. I'm going home for Christmas. It's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I mean, I don't take it for granted. Like, I love it. But it's like, of course, you do the typical like, oh, nice dishes and different food. And it's like, why? Come on. I guess we have to separate it from like a Monday night dinner, whatever. It's fine. But it's a great time of year. It is nice. You should always talk about what you're thankful for and always remember, love one another.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
So speaking of what you're thankful for, Barry, yeah. What are some Bravo related things that you're thankful for this year? It could be a person, it could be an event that happened, it could be a show in general.
No events, really, because the lack thereof recently, but...
I mean like a news event, yeah. Like something that happened.
I am thankful for, like, iconic moments, I should say, because it's something that, like, you can talk about with your friends. And the funniest part to me is that they're typically, like, one-liners or, like, one certain thing. So, like, I obviously brainstormed ahead of time because it's, like, funny to, like, go down memory lane. But I have to say that one of my top fives is Aviva throwing her leg across the table. Because you don't see that every day. And I feel like that is something that we should, like, honor her for having the courage to do.
Did you, like, you know, rewatch that this year, or it's just, like, you're permanently grateful for it?
Literally embedded in my head because
It's,
like, you think, what would you do if someone threw their leg at you, or I don't know. But I love that. I love Ramona. I'm thankful for Ramona's catwalk down
Barry,
the runway.
Barry. Is there anything you're thankful for that happened this year?
No. I'm thankful for, like... iconic moments, I said. Like, I honestly don't think anything happened this year that I'm definitely... Okay, I'll give you one. I'm thankful for anything that happened this year on Bravo for giving us the platform to talk about it. You and I.
Okay. I think we were on different pages with this assignment because I'm like, yeah. I'm thankful for Heather Dubrow coming back. I'm thankful Kelly Dodd got fired.
That's okay.
I'm thankful for Ultimate Girls Trip for existing because it's really
fun
so far.
What are you thankful for? Past and present. I'll do past, you do present.
I am thankful for all of the mess that's happened with Jen Shah and Erica because it's been very entertaining. But I'm hopeful that the attention will lead to some justice for things that have happened. For the other people involved in these situations. I'm thankful for Real Housewives of Miami coming back. I'm thankful I'm thankful for a lot. I feel pretty lucky this year, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thankful for the content that it brings us. Honestly, this isn't an ad, but somewhat my friend asked me the other day about getting, watching Ultimate Girls Trip and like getting Peacock. And I was like, do it. I did it. Do it. Like the show is actually really good. That's what I keep telling people. And I'm excited. Like I'm now aware of season two.
Yeah, obviously we are a fan of everything we do ads for on this podcast, but I gotta say, Girls Trip is it's right up our alley, so. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's get into talking about this week's episode of Below Deck a little bit. We have charter number 3 hitting the decks, and it's an eclectic group. You know, we've got some old people that love talking about how they're tan, a kid with a briefcase of cash handcuffed to his wrist, like hot young guy. There's really a lot going on.
The kid like snapped. It was like a Pretty Woman moment where he like snapped the briefcase closed and he was like, I'm basically a mini primary. And I was like, how do you even know these words? Like, why do you know what a primary guest is? Like, you're too young.
Truly, the vibes radiating off of this kid are pretty awful.
But then he like went inside and played Legos. Like, that was cute. I was like, what was that little like thing in the front?
I don't know. The old guy was like,
I'm tanorexic, as if like no one's ever heard that joke before. We're like,
right. And he's like, I've been tan since 1960.
Oh, okay,
sir, that sounds unhealthy. But yeah. And then the older woman is continuously trying to flirt with Captain Lee. And he's just.
I felt like we were watching a rom-com last night. No
like
joke.
A really bad rom-com, though, where there's no chemistry between the two leads.
She was like, where's your room?
He's like, your room's down there. I'm leaving.
We hate also when that happens, when he like literally said at dinner he's married, like his wife is at home. Like, play it cool.
Right, like, ma'am, you need to get a grip. You need to chill.
Please do.
Speaking of people that are in relationships, on last episode it was revealed at the end that Jake is engaged, but we find out this week that he technically is engaged, but he says that it's a situation where it's like a green card type relationship where she needs like a British passport or something. I don't know the exact details, but so he literally says, she's not my girlfriend, like we're non-monogamous. Raina is still not really thrilled with this explanation.
Telling someone she's your fiance, not your girlfriend, it makes less than zero sense because, you're right. Okay, right. There's a commitment there. So I don't understand. It almost is one of those situations where I'm mad at him, but you can't be that mad because he truly like actually doesn't think, like he doesn't think it's like a problem. He's like, yeah, we're nowhere near ready to get married. So like, she knows I'm crazy. It's like, then why are you engaged? Oh, I know why. Why didn't you just say that in the beginning then? That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at him. I mean, I think he's telling the truth and it makes the situation like, does make sense. That's a real thing that happens. But
right.
I understand why Raina is still put off by it, because it's weird that the guy you've been making out with three times already is, I mean, whether or not it's a real, you know, romantic relationship or whether they're open or whatever the boundaries are, it still is a thing that, you know, theoretically he's going to get married to this woman at some point. So I don't,
right,
want to be involved.
And also, we were curious about it last week or so, but it turns out, I think next episode, Fraser and Jake do make out again.
I know.
Which is,
I was
exciting.
Selfishly very excited to see that in the preview, because I was thinking that last week that little fake threesome kiss in the hot tub was going to be the only gayness happening this season, and I was not satisfied with that. But yeah, speaking of Fraser, there's some unrest happening in the interior crew, mostly that Fraser and Heather are both unhappy with what Jessica is bringing to the table.
Turn of events for me.
Yeah, because it felt for the first couple episodes like Fraser and Heather were sort of going to be butting heads, because Fraser has a little bit of a tough time sort of, I think, understanding authority, and that he is, just because he feels like he's like the best one there doesn't mean that he's in charge. But this episode, Heather clearly has, at least in this situation with Jessica, Heather feels like Fraser is somebody she can sort of talk shit with, which is a little inappropriate as a boss. But it was surprising to me to see that now Fraser and Heather really seem to be on the same page, and Jessica is the one that's sort of on the bottom rung.
So I actually think that this will probably change, seeing like interviews and stuff Fraser has done. Like, I think him and Heather do end up butting heads, which is fine. Heather, again, this episode did her little like hands in and cheered, but didn't actually like lead anything for her like team. She was just like, let's go, we got this. And it's like, got what? You haven't like led anything. And I kind of feel bad for Jess, because she just likes being like, she's just in the laundry room doing whatever. But, and then you kind of do see her little bit of a bad attitude, but I think that's fine, because it seems like everyone has their days on these boats and whatever. But how much anxiety did it give you when Fraser couldn't find his walkie-talkie for half of the episode?
Oh my God, so much, because the whole time I'm thinking Captain Lee probably already has it.
And it was like
any
the
minute
boat.
Now we're going to get a Fraser.
Yes, and like they even played the clip back where it's like, chances are I already have it. But like it was like under the boat in like a fridge. I was like, how?
It was in a hole in the ground in the laundry room. And I'm like, how did it get down there? I don't understand. No matter how many episodes of Below Deck I watch, I'll never understand all of the different little areas on the boat. I'm like, okay, so every room just has holes in the floor.
I have a new quote for us, though.
Oh, yeah. I know you do.
Nervous as a whore in a front row pew at church.
It's a good one.
I feel like he's recycled that one before, to be honest.
I know. That feels like more, that feels like a, more of like a common cliche than most of his. Usually he's a little more creative. Because like sweating.
Really, like, Captain Lee?
Sweating like a whore in church is like, everybody knows that one.
Yeah. So
like madder than a pissed on chicken. That is truly, that's like a Captain Lee-ism. This is just like something that people say. But yeah, no, I totally don't think that Fraser and Heather are like long-term compatible in terms of their working styles, because I think they both really like acting like they are on top of things. And you're totally right that Heather seems like the kind of leader where she kind of, the thing she does best is making a fuss. And so she's, you know, she loves going in the cabins and finding things that are wrong and showing Jessica why she's wrong. But it doesn't really seem like she is. I mean, she says training day is over, which is true. I mean, it's Charter 3. Like, Jessica's standard should be higher.
Right.
But she doesn't really seem, you know, at the end of the day, you have to work with what you have. And she doesn't really seem like she's doing anything to help Jessica improve, even if she shouldn't have to. Sometimes maybe you're going to have to.
And also, like, don't go up into, like, a common area right after and talk about her openly with, like, your other, like, I don't know. That just, like, you don't do that. But she, I don't know. She's, she's definitely on my lower ranking of Chief Stews that we've seen.
Yeah, I was thinking recently about, so last season on Below Deck OG, the one that we're talking about now, we had Francesca.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a problem with Francesca. I didn't think she was, I think it was tough because she was coming in to replace. She worked hard. She was coming in to replace Kate Chastain, which is, you know, the biggest shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really dislike her at all. She had that whole thing with Elizabeth that she had to handle. You know, I wasn't sad that they didn't bring her back, but I think they're in kind of a, you know, for so long they had Kate and Hannah and they didn't really have to like go out and look for new Chief Stews.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in kind of this weird, you know, unsettled position. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, who ends up coming back. Like if we get Daisy back or Katie or I don't know, any of these people. I don't have a great feeling about Heather, though. Maybe Fraser could be a Chief Stew.
Oh, I haven't seen enough of him as like to do that. But I also feel right. like Daisy is sticking with sailing. Like she's a sailing.
I hope so.
Chief Stew.
I feel like we both really liked Daisy. And I think she did a good job of, you know, she really didn't get too involved with the drama, you know, because I think as the Chief Stew, obviously, you know, you want to be entertaining to watch, but we also want you to feel like a good leader.
Want to hear a fun fact? I only say oregano how Daisy says oregano now, and she says it oregano, and I can only say it that way after one time she served it oregano.
I feel like that's gonna get you like some very weird looks, but
the greatest thing I've ever heard because I just loved it. But I also have a question.
Okay.
So Eddie seems to always be with Captain Lee and in Captain Lee's wheelhouse because he's learning, doing whatever. But do you think, which I think is being avoided, being talked about, do you think a lot of what's happening on the deck and all the mistakes and everything could be avoided if Eddie was not in the wheelhouse as much?
Perhaps some of it, but that's not Eddie's job because he's not the bosun. He's the first officer.
I know, but he like over, that's his team. Like he oversees them. And I maybe Jake really wasn't ready for this. I don't know. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, maybe. I think if Eddie was being more hands-on, there probably would be less mistakes, but also that's not his job at this point. So I don't think it's like,
just trying to fix these mistakes, if possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have these deck covers and stuff going in the water. It's unacceptable.
How embarrassing. And the trampoline flies away next week. So we'll see what happens with that.
What a time to be alive. Well, this has been just thrilling. I'm glad we have our Chief Stews straight now.
There's so many names.
I know. So many brunette women and then Heather. This has been so fun, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. Have a safe, happy holiday. Don't forget about the Shop Betches Black Friday sale that starts on Wednesday and goes through Sunday. All the codes are going to be, you know, listed wherever.
I will post them on Shop Betches for everybody.
Perfect. But yeah, don't forget to rate, review, follow the show, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.